Praise the Lord. Message number 24. The title of the message, Wake Up the Master. Let us open our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Let us read. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you for whatever you had given us and you had directed us with your word. Lord, let the Holy Spirit rule over our life and direct us and lead us in the way that you want us to go. Lord, let your message bring encouragement, assurance, joy, salvation, faith, and hope, and a trust in you, Lord. Bring the message, Lord, where you want it to go, in the name of Jesus, to reach your people who are in need to listen to this message. We thank you, O God. Uphold me with your grace and put word in my lips, and let your will be done in the life of your people. Even I pray, as the people hear the word of this message, they will be able to decide and go along with you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of God said, that day when evening came. You know, a day with the Lord is not an ordinary day. You may think that this day is an ordinary one, but with the Lord and for the Lord, it will have a special meaning and purpose. You may plan for something, or you may aim for something, but God has another plan for your day. Jesus wants to take you over to the other side. As he wanted his disciples to take them from this side for the other side to the other side, and there's a purpose the same. Jesus wants to take you over to the other side. Every now and then, Jesus will take you from certain level to another level of maturity. And warningly, Jesus would put you also in a different situation to take you to a higher level of calling, ministry, and service unto him. The disciples were with the Lord, and he is the one who told them, "Let us go over to the other side." So there is here a calling, a higher calling, a more specific calling, a more call for maturity and understanding, and going along with the Lord. If you face a trial and difficulties in your life, it could be that is where the Lord is telling you, let us go over to the other side. God is taking you to a higher level. Of course, life with Jesus is life full with excitement and good experience and joy. And we may go with God's call with gladness and happiness and joy and peace and excitement. And that's where the Lord will lead you to do a ministry and service. And to Him, you have the joy because the Lord is with you. You have excitement of the new experience. But in certain times, it become tough, painful, and with tears, as had happened with the disciples. All of a sudden, without warning, without even explanation why, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. As the Lord is calling you, certain time the Lord would allow certain trial and hardship without explanation that almost tried to break all the plans of the Lord in your life. Trial and hardship that God will allow that even almost break everything that you have built. The disciples that they could ask, why all that happening? And you may ask, why all those trials happening when I had decided to follow the Lord? The trial or the turmoil that you are passing through is not from God. But the Lord allowed to happen. They are from the devil. From your enemy that trying to confuse you and oppose you not to go on and serve the Lord. In such circumstances, you don't need to go back, but to go on forward and to continue with the Lord, trusting Him all along the way. This trial that the Lord allow in your life is the devil attack. And the devil try to confuse you, to go back from your commitment, to go away from God's calling, to go back to the old life. But that is not the will of God. God wants you today to press on forward toward the goal that God had called you heavenlyward in Christ Jesus. Many Christians have seen in my life, many of my co-workers, once they decide to go with the Lord over to the other side, they will face all kind of trials unexpectedly, without any plan. They don't know even why all this happening. Even myself, when I look to their life, their testimony, I can't explain why all this the Lord had allowed. But there is a purpose. There is a purpose. The message here, God is telling you, go on forward. Submit yourself fully to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee away from you. God allows wind in your life to teach you to rely on Him and to trust Him fully. God wants to build you up. God wants to build up your faith in Him. There's certain times that God allow the devil to attack or trials to come to teach you to rely on Him. There are certain times when you are in a trial, people could come and help you, and that's good. There are certain times when you are passed through trial, you go to people and ask help, and they will help you. They will try to do their best to help you, and that's acceptable. But there are times there is no one beside you. Even the people whom you know that they can help, you cannot reach them. Even those who want to help you, but they will not be able to do that. At this time, God wants you to rely only on Him. The certain trial that God allows, He allows, that a wind that will nearly let the boat swamped, or God allow a certain problem, financial, family, relationship problems, problems that almost would shatter and destroy your life. It's such type of trials and problems. No one will be able to help you. At this time, the Lord really wants you to fully rely on Him. The point here, have you prayed? Yes. And you say, "Lord, yes, we had to pray too much." Have you cried to God? Yes, we are crying day and night. You may have done all this, but now the question, have you wake Him up? The Lord wants you to wake Him up. How you will wake Him up? Cry. Shake His bed. Shake the cushion that He's sleeping. Jesus would allow a tremendous trial that even your life will be almost fall apart and things got scattered, because He wants you to run to Him and wake Him up. Cry like a baby. Cry to Him. Get up in your room. Cry to God. Shake your bed. Use all your body, emotion and feelings and hand movements and feet, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do, to wake Him up. Wake up the Lord. Cry out to God wholeheartedly. Clap your hands. Trust Him. He can help you. Cry out to Him. God wants you right now that your attention should not be on people who could help. This time of a trial, only the Lord can help you to come out of it. Wake Him up, because when He wake up, that is the key for success. Jesus wants to clean your heart from the doubts and the lack of faith that you may still have. And the way He do that, by the frightening trial that you are passing through. He wants you to express to Him all your emotion and all your feelings, and truly as the disciples, the teacher, don't you care if He's wrong? And that's the time. You wake Him up. You make a noise. You shake your bed. You spunk your hands on the table. And you're crying and you're praying. Express to Him all your feeling and emotions. Certain time when the Lord has allowed trial in my life, I express myself fully to God. Lord, why you are doing like this? Why you allow like that? Why I am doing my best? Why you allow such things to happen, Lord? Express yourself. Whatever you want to say to God, you say. You question Him. Because that is our Master, that's our Lord. Certain time We need to express ourselves fully. He wants you to express yourself to him. He wants to hear certain times what is the depth of your heart. That's part of our integrity, to express ourselves fully unto the Lord. Cry out to God. Don't be ashamed. Certain time, the Lord wants you to express yourself fully to him. Such experience that Jesus put you in is in order to take away the lack of faith from your life. The Lord wants you even to feel that you are already lost, in order that when he will get you out of it, that area of faith that had not been touched, that area that still remaining doubt that you have, God wants to take it out from you. Then you will see Jesus getting up, rebuking the wind and the waves, and say to the trials in your life, quiet, be still. Then you know who he is in your life. As you see the trial die down and life is completely calm as before, then your faith in the Lord will be built up, and the full trust in the Lord will be built up. O Lord, and we pray, O Lord, thank you for the trials that you had allowed in my life so that I will know you. But that God would allow certain things so that you could experience him more in a better and more deep and more trustful relationship. Don't forget to wake him up. Don't forget also to express yourself. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Sometime our prayers are traditional. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, give me that and give me this. And even when we are very much squeezed, still we don't like to complain to the Lord. We don't like to speak something that the Lord may get upset. No, God wants you to express yourself. I am not saying that you grumble, but once in a while, speak frankly to God. Lord, I am serving you. Why these things are happening? Why you are allowing the enemy to laugh on me? Lord, why others are doing good but they are wicked? I am serving you. And Lord, you are allowing me down. Why like that, Lord? You express yourself fully to God. He wants you to express your emotions, your feelings. And that, in that there is healing. The Lord would get up. The Lord will not allow trials to tempt you more than what you can bear, but he will make a way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, the word of God say, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. If you now pass through trial and you can't bear anymore, tell him, Lord, I cannot bear anymore. Please, you stop this wind, O Lord. You get up, O Lord. You wake up. You tell to this wind, stop it. Be quiet and be still. And the Lord will get up. When I pass trial more than what I can bear, sometimes the Holy Spirit reminds me of this verse. You can't manage anymore. Why you don't cry to God? Why you don't tell him, stop this trial? Yes. God wants you to express yourself. Honestly speak to him. You know, sometimes when you go to your boss and the boss asks you, what you say good, but you are not good because just you are saying good because he's the boss. Everything is okay, boss. But you know it's very well. You know, he also very well is that the things are not okay. Certain time you need to express fully to the boss what is the situation. Say to him, the same with God. God wants you to express to him everything. Lord, why like that? Why you ask us to do certain things, but now we don't have money? The same the Lord It's the Lord who told them, go to the, let's go to the other side. The Lord told them, come with me. It's the Lord who take them. But now, as if he, the Lord is not with them, as if he's leaving them. You express to him, Lord, why you are leaving me now? Why you take me and put me in the middle? And I don't know what to manage, how to manage, how to do. Cry out to him. Express fully yourself. He would deliver you. The disciple ask each other, who is this? As if they don't know who Jesus is. They were terrified and amazed with the experience that they had passed through and how God delivered them miraculously from it. You may say, even the wind and the waves obey him? Yes, they will obey if the Lord would speak to them and tell them, be quiet and be still. You may say now in your mind, even this trial, this people will obey him? These circumstances will obey him? Yes. What circumstances is bothering you right now? And who are the people who are putting you in hardship and trials? The Lord can have full control on them. The Lord can have full control on the situation of your life now. The Lord can have full control on the trial that you are passing through, on the hardship, on the pain. On the people who are threatening you, he has full control on them. But he wants you to cry out to him. Trust him. Wake him up and cry to him. And you will see how everything will become. The disciple at that time with the Lord, come up, come down the sea and the wind. They were amazed. They know the Lord, but now they know him in a better way. They know him in a more clear way. And that is the reason that the Lord would allow trial in your life. God had a good plan for you. To prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. But along these plans, he will allow hardship and troubles and trials. And even he'll allow the devil to attack you. Not because he wanted to go back. No. He wanted to trust him fully. Have faith in him. Press on. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Wake him up from his sleep, and he will rebuke all the work of the devil. He will rebuke trials, the wind. He will calm the sea, and everything will be as if normal as before, so that you will trust him and you will have more confidence on him, and you will have more confidence on the Lord and on your calling, on his calling in your life to go on. A serpent. At the end of the trial and after the wind and the waves come down, Jesus and his disciples landed on the other side of the lake. In the other side of the lake, Jesus did important miracle where a man possessed with a demon get delivered. That's why Satan was opposing them, and that's why Satan will oppose you and will try to hinder you from doing the work of God. Jesus, as he takes us to another level of our lives and ministry, in another level of calling and higher calling, the devil will try to oppose and give us trouble, but we need to be not to be shaken. You should not be afraid. Jesus is with you. He is there. He is sleeping, not because he is tired, but he wants you to wake him up. And turn to no one else, but to him only in times of trials and times of troubles. At the beginning of Mark chapter 4, Jesus got into the boat and started to teach the crowd. He taught them many things by parables. And if you pass through Mark 4, there are many parables the Lord has taught. But at the end, he asked his disciples to go with him to the other side of the lake. There's time that we learn good things from the Lord. Our eyes is open to the good word of God, and the Holy Spirit will guide us to understand more about the scripture. But the time also will come when Jesus will take us and help us to put all what we learn in practice. God wants to mold you more through the trials that He allows to happen in your life. God allow all what you pass through so that you will be transformed in God's hand with the help of the Holy Spirit to make you a person that God wants you to be. What you have learned from the Word of God in the past few days or few weeks or few months or few years, God now, through this trial that you are passing through, wants to put it into practice. So here at the end of Mark 4, what they learn in different parables now have to be tested. They have to test the goodness of the Lord. They have to test the Word of God. And here trials will come into your life because God wants you to practice, to experience His good word and His good promises. All the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus our Lord. How you know that? Unless you pass through trial, unless that the trial almost try to destroy your life, and you will see when the Lord will get up, everything will be arranged and settled as if nothing had happened wrong. The Word of God said, they leave the crowd behind, leaving the crowd behind. When the Lord told them, He told them, let us go over to the other side. In Mark chapter 4 verse 36, the Word of God say, leaving the crowd behind. You need to leave the crowd behind and go with the Lord where He is calling you to do His will. To witness the great miracles of Jesus, you need to separate yourself from the world. God's calling should have the top priority in your life. Be clear-minded and commit your life and your ways to the Lord. You know that the disciples would not be able to experience what had happened unless they leave the crowd behind. The life with the crowd is the worldly life. We should go to the crowd to preach the gospel. But we need to leave the crowd who pull us down, who invite us and get us busy with the worldly material things that we want to get time together and to enjoy the worldly things, the pleasures and the food and the parties. That will take away God's calling from you. But the Lord today is calling you to leave the crowd behind so that you will experience the higher calling, the miracle of God in your life. This time is the time for you to be mature and take the responsibility, the full responsibility, and go along with the Lord to the other side that He wants you to go with Him. At the conclusion of the message, let us pray. Let's commit our ways to God. If you want to cry, you cry. If you had cried, then ahead of you, you need to wake Him up. Tell Him, Lord, wake up, Lord. Cry to God. Bang your hand on the door, on the bed, on the ground. God wants you to wake Him. If things are falling away, express yourself to God. Tell Him, Lord, You asked me to do that. Why this is happening? Cry out to God. And I pray, as we are crying, as we are shouting to the Lord, as we are waking Him up, He would get up. And He will rebuke the wind. And He will say, quiet. Be still. for the trial, for the enemy, for the work of devil, for the work of Satan and hell and demons. He will oppose them and he will be quieting them. To those who oppose you, he will calm them down. He will tell them, quiet, be still. Yes, and they will listen to him. The wind will listen to him. The sea will listen to him. Those who retreat will listen to him. Whoever is the person who is trying to harm your boss, those who have power, those who have money, those who have weapon, God can calm them down as you cry out to him. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord, who is waking you up, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will get up and you will rebuke the wind. Oh Lord, and you will calm the raging sea, oh Lord, and say to the waves, quiet, be still. And you will say to the trial, quiet, be still. And you will say to the people, quiet, be still. And you will say to the enemies, quiet, be still. And you will say to demons and Satan and the hell, quiet, be still. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, O God, for your word. Lord, thank you for the restoration of our faith. Thank you, you have taken doubt away. We trust you, O God. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. Lord, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit, O God, and let me, Lord, spread and reach to your people, O God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. And Lord, let the message be practical, O Lord, that many will have testimony, will testify about your goodness, and they will experience your goodness, and they will experience your word. I pray for those who are sickness, they get delivered. Those who have cancer, those who have financial problem, those who have marital problem, those who have their family almost shattered or breakdown, they will have experience. Those who are in financial trouble and debts, they will have experience how you get up and how you deliver them and you have saved them. We thank you and we praise you. Oh God, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.